Jai Baba, this is Meher Rusbe Bharucha speaking with my father on How to Pray Part 2.
Okay, Jai Baba. So Meher, last time we spoke on how not to make prayer a formality. So many people ask that, okay, we will make prayer a formality, but how do you pray? I mean, what do you do to connect? So this is what I think it works, okay? Everyone has their own reality. So this is my reality. I'm sharing it with you.
I have a little question.
Come here and tell me. Yes,
ma'am. I have a question.
A little louder.
I have a question that when people say that they're not going to make prayer formality, do they actually mean it? Do some of them actually mean it, or do they just say it for the sake of saying it?
That's up to them. That's up to them. It's their reality.
Do most of them just say it for the sake of saying it, or do some of them really mean it?
Sweetheart, how does it matter? What matters is how you pray, how I pray. How does it matter how anybody else prays?
Yeah, I know that you don't pray as a formality.
Ah. Chuck, go back to the camera. So, the way I do it is this. Either I pray as though my words can be heard by my goddess God. I'm not screaming. But when I'm praying, I pray with the intention that whatever I am chanting, whatever I am praying, they can hear it.
It reaches them.
It reaches them. So that's one way of doing it. The second way of doing it is that when I am praying, they reach me, which means they stand in front of me. So one is I go to them, wherever they are. Second is they come to me, wherever I am. And the third is, I know they are within me. So when I'm praying, I am trying to wake them up. They're sleeping within me. I'm trying to wake them up. I'm trying to make them hear my prayer. Now if you ask me, as we move on with our intensity in prayer, we should have all three. So we reach out to them, they come in front of us, and they are within us.
I know that they don't stand in front of you, they stand beside you.
Yeah. They stand all around us. Okay? Now imagine...
They form a circle?
Yeah. So it's like they form a kavach around us. So imagine we are praying with it intensity. Imagine we are praying as though it's the last prayer we are going to say. And the best way to pray is when you truly send yourself to the one who you are praying to, or pull the one you are praying to come and sit in front of you. But of course, for me, the best prayer is when you know that they are within us and they are hearing everything we say, do, feel, being within us. You got a man?
Yes.
You seem completely bored. Okay. Jai Baba.